here on the TMC call, we are also celebrating the winner in you. So let's go before the Lord. Father God, we are eternally grateful for this time. We're eternally grateful for this day that you have made, for allowing us to get up, for allowing us to rejoice in it. Father, for giving us everything we need to be successful, to walk out the purpose and the plan that you have given us. Father, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you, we lift you up this morning, we give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah. Father, we thank and praise you for the founders of this TMC call. Father, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we thank and praise you that they were faithful to the mandate that you gave them to start this call. And that is why we are able to be here to rejoice today as we celebrate our 4 years here with TMC. Oh, Lord, we thank and praise you for the D.A.'s De Leon family. Father, we know they had challenges as they were starting this call, but as they walked by faith and not by sight, oh, my God, how you have blessed immensely. And we ask that you continue to bless Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the D.A.'s De Leon family, oh, God. Father, that you continue to shower them with your love, shower with them with your encouragement, and order their footsteps. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring forth the word of God this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you that our hearts are ready to receive it and our lives will be transformed as we go out this day to enrich, enhance, and enlighten people as we go out this day in your name. Father, we command that the airwaves are lined up with the word of God and this call will go forth with clarity, Lord, because we know that you have already cleared it for us by the blood of Jesus. We thank and praise you, O God, for each and every caller, family member, O God, who has joined us who had joined at the beginning of TMC to today. O Lord, bless them immensely. Bless their going out and their coming in. And Father, let increase come to them from the north, south, east, and west. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a wonderful day as we celebrate the winner in you. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Praise God for you, Minister Willa. And yes, it is a celebration. We are just so excited what God is doing, not only in our lives, but to those that he is over, which is everybody. We're just excited about what is going on the TMC. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you all with the warmest of kingdoms greeting and with Jesus joy. And I tell you, if this is your very first time on a call, you are in for a treat because we are celebrating our fourth year anniversary this week, and we trust, like our mission statement says, that you will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as a believer. So again, we welcome you to the Master's Call. And just a little bit about the Master's Call. This call was founded October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International. And I tell you, they follow God's mandate to a T because God gave them a scripture reference to stand on, and that scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, as you can see, we start this call off in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we encourage you, the listener, the believer, the winner in you, to continue your day in prayer, because when those prayers go up, we know that God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And we invite you each and every morning, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. out there in the West Coast with my sister Tiffany, 6 a.m. out there in Mountain Standard Time, 7 a.m. out there in Central Time, and 8 a.m., which is my time zone. We invite you, we invite you, we invite you. And then directly after this call, we have the MMC call, and that call is all about motivation and getting your business started. That call is ran by artistpreneurs, those who love love the products and what the products have done for them, not only physically, but financially. Yes, if you want to know how you can increase your wallet, if you want to know how you can have better health, if you want to know how to enlarge your territory and minister the word about health, I encourage you to jump on that call, and that call is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. Again, as directly after this call. So you may say, okay, LaShawn, why are you talking about Artists International? What does a motivation call have to do with this call? Well, brother and sister, I am so glad that you asked me that. Artists International is a health and wellness company that is sold out to the Lord. Everything they do start off with prayer. And we're just so excited about this debt-free company that has changed the mindset of many. This company has allowed people to just move and change their zip code. This company has allowed people to tell their doctor thanks but no thanks. And although we do not make medical claims, the truth is in the pudding. So we're just excited about Artists International. And if you have not signed up for the Artist Empowerment Conference taking place next week, all roads go to Bahamas, and there's going to be an uplifting conference that you are invited to if you have not yet purchased a ticket. So go ahead and steward your money and, you know, just get away out there, keep it in prayer and know and trust that God will make a way out to the Bahamas for you to be empowered by the motivation through the artistpreneurs. So I'm about to move out the way because I want to hear thus saith the Lord. There are so many more announcements that I will share with you, but I would like to invite you to tell your friends and family about this celebration all week. If you and or anyone else that you know have been empowered, enriched, or enhanced by this mighty, mighty call, I encourage you to tell them to jump on the line today, tomorrow, and throughout the rest of this week in order for them to give their testimonies about what God has done to them through this telecommunications sanctuary. So about the speaker of the hour today, Pastor Chuck Brown, I tell you, Pastor, my testimony is I was listening to the Master's Call during a very deep part of my life a few years ago, and I heard the message from Pastor Brown about when the enemy calls your hand. And I tell you, that message enriched me so much that I made this call daily, and I love the message that was said. So you can always listen to archive messages with this call. So Pastor Chuck has a ministry from the masses. For the last 12 years, he's been delivering a message of faith, healing, encouragement across the nation, and his unique teaching style and dynamic delivery has blessed thousands. He is known for bringing clarity to the Word of God. What is awesome about this man of God, not only did he meet his soulmate while attending Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, he is also an anointed speaker as well as Marcia. She too is an anointed speaker, teacher, and worship leader with the epitome of the help of the help meet, and she helps meet the needs of the pastor and the ministry. Pastor Chuck is also a highly sought after musician, producer, songwriter, and recording artist. He has sung on the stage with some of the most premier gospel artists of the day. And presently, Pastor Chuck is gearing for the release of Kingdom Builders' debut album, We Are Kingdom Builders. If you want to know more about Pastor Chuck, go to www.themasterscall.net, or you could go to his actual website, which is absolutely amazing, and I'm just so excited to let you know that they have moved out there in Louisiana, and that website is www.kbfwc.org. Without further ado, I'm about to move out the way for Pastor Chuck Brown. Are you there, sir?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Take it away.
Thank you so very much, my sister. This is what a gracious introduction and powerful testimony. It's great to know that God has touched the lives of others through these yielded vessels, in particular, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. DK, the founders of this call. We salute you and we congratulate you on a job well done, fulfilling the call and the duties, the mandate of the assignment that God has given to you for these 4 years. And we know that God has more in store for you all. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you say not. And we praise God that you are examples of that scripture. Let's go straight to the Word of God. I believe that this word is appropriate because there are moments when the Lord will tell us to do certain things, and when we resist what he tells us to do. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and it reads, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with him unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." There comes a moment in the life of every Christian in which he or she should tire of the Hollywood act, in which they portray a character that contradicts the truth of who they truly are. Jesus calls them people who are in costume, the ones who are wearing masks, the hypocrites. A hypocrite is simply someone who shows a role to the audience that's nothing like the real them. God can tolerate those who don't have it together. He just can't stand those who like to act, the ones who like to act like they're delivered but really aren't, the ones who act like they're happy but really are depressed, those who act like they've moved on from the past but really haven't. He states it this way in Revelations, "I'd rather you be cold or hot. I prefer folk who are who they say they are, not the pretenders, but I like those where what you see is what you get. If you're one of the fakers, the lukewarm, then I'm going to have to part ways with you or spit you out of my mouth." In other words, he can handle us no matter our past or what we've done. He just can't stand when we're faking it. And that's why we're engaged in this Keeping It Real series. Today I want to speak to those moments when we're just like Jonah. And I pray that this word encourages you. "Lord, I just don't want to." That's the title of the message this morning. "Lord, I just don't want to." Have you ever been there? "God, I know what you told me, but to be honest with you, I just don't want to do this. I really don't want to obey this particular command. I don't want to obey this particular mandate. I know it's in the scripture, but Lord, I'd rather skip over this verse because I don't like what it's telling me to do. I prefer you to find someone else, not because I'm not capable or unable to fulfill it. I just don't want to." I want to focus on that today. What do you do when you just don't feel like doing what God told you to do? Several things that you have to accept when you're in that particular place where you don't want to. Number one, first thing you need to realize is this. God is not obligated to give us the reason behind his instructions. God is not obligated to give us the reason behind his instructions. Listen, we've gotten to the place as believers where we believe that God always owes us an explanation for everything. I'm sorry, but God is sovereign, and his sovereignty surpasses our limited understanding. That is why Isaiah stated that God's ways are above our ways and his thoughts higher than our thoughts. Even if God was to tell you his reasoning behind every instruction, you would not be able to comprehend it. Let's get into this a little deeper. God's omniscience, the characteristics of being all-knowing, understands that we just don't understand everything. There are some things that we just would not understand, and we would therefore forfeit our future and our destiny as a result. If God told you that you would have to endure abuse, misuse, and pain in order to have a powerful ministry, would you still take that path, or would you take the path of least resistance? If God told you that, yes, you would experience promotion, it's in your future, but you first have to deal with a lion, then a bear, then a giant, then haters, then have your boss come for your neck, then have one of your sons rape one of your daughters, then have another son rebel against your throne. Would you still want to be King David? If God revealed that you would have to kill one of your countrymen, run from the law, stay in the wilderness 40 years, go back to the country you were on the one run from, and tell its leader to let the population upon which Egypt's entire economy rested upon, let them walk free, get them from Egypt, go through blistering heat, deal with ungrateful people, experience famine, rebellion, and even lose your place in the promised land. Would you still go, Moses, or would you acquiesce to someone else? See, what we must remember is God knows what our fears are. He understands our limitations. He knows that what we think we cannot do, and therefore won't do, so he just tells us to do it. I'm not going to give you an explanation, just do it. I'm not telling you the reason why, just obey me. I'm not going to tell you why you have to, just do what I say what I told you to say. Jonah was told to go and tell these folk that they were about to die if they didn't get it together. In fact, all God told Jonah, really, was to announce his judgment. But Jonah disagreed with what God was telling him to do. Now, I know everybody won't be honest, you know. I know we're not gonna keep it real right now. But there are times when we feel just like Jonah. God, I don't want to forgive him. Don't you remember what he did to me? I'm not trying to go back to that place where those folk did me wrong. Lord, I don't want to reconcile the relationship because I'm tired of going around this same cycle. Here's the thing. If the Lord told us why, we still wouldn't do it because we don't agree with it. Jonah felt like these folks should just die in their sins. He felt like they didn't need another chance. And that's how folk who've already used up their chances feel about other people. We got to learn how to obey without questioning God's directives. If he tells us why, then cool. But if he never explains the why, I'm going to do it anyway. Number two. Purposely going the wrong way introduces terrible consequences into our lives. Purposely going the wrong way introduces terrible consequences into our lives. Here's Jonah doing what we often do. God tells us to forgive, we become more enraged. God tells us to be nice, we get even meaner. God tells us to let go, we grip it tighter. God tells Adam that he could eat any fruit from any tree but one, and Adam eats the one fruit God forbade him from eating. It's the very nature of humans to do opposite of what God tells us to do. Not only did Jonah not go where God told him to go, but he went in the opposite direction. He didn't even try to go near Nineveh. He went an entirely different way. However, there were consequences to his action. The first consequence was an unnatural storm arose. An unnatural storm arose. We all have storms that we have to deal with in life. All of us, we have to face certain troubles and drama, especially those who are saved. Listen, we have to deal with the sudden attack of the enemy. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's throwing stones and fiery darts against us, except in this case, the devil didn't do any of that. This storm was a direct result of Jonah's unwillingness to go in the direction that God told him to go. I wonder how many storms in our lives have come because we did the exact opposite of what God told us to do. I wonder how much drama was caused not by the devil, but because we spoke when God told us to shut up. I wonder how many issues came from us and not from the enemy. Could it be that we have given the devil far too much credit when in fact it's our disobedience that has been the source of this storm? Yes, he comes at us from time to time, but I believe that the devil has had enough time to take vacation after vacation because we're busy doing his work for him. The devil did not send this storm, the Lord did. And he did it because Jonah went in the opposite direction. Not the wrong direction, y'all, but he willfully went into the opposite direction. The second consequence is that we mess things up for everybody else. If you look at verses 7 through 12, you'll find out that not only did the storm come to Jonah's life, but it's affecting everybody around him. It's messed up when I'm reaping a harvest that I had no part in sowing. I'm sowing good seed, yet I'm reaping a bad harvest because of someone else. Don't you realize that everything you do not only affects you, it affects everyone connected to you. It's bigger than you. That's why when it comes to tithing, you got to make sure that you're doing it because everyone's affected when you don't do what God told you to do. Non-tithers affect ministry. Yeah, it closes up heaven on the household. It keeps up blessing, keeps blessings from being poured out on their homes. It affects more than just them. Your stubborn attitude that keeps you from forgiving others affects your kids. Now they can't speak to Uncle Frank because you're mad with them. Nobody's comfortable at holiday dinner. This unnatural storm doesn't just affect you. It affects everyone around you. The third consequence was Jonah hit rock bottom. Trust me, you don't want to experience this one. The only way that everybody else could get things back right was for Jonah to be cast out. He had to be thrown overboard for the storm in their lives to stop. Lord, I don't know why you have me ministering this particular message on this day, but I believe this word is for somebody. Isn't it amazing how when some people leave your life, things become peaceful again? Ain't it funny how one person leaving you can bring the sun out, back out in your life? Now, I want you to think about how it is when it's you who's the one bringing the wrath and punishment of God on everyone else? The only way for the storm to cease is for them to throw you overboard. If that wasn't enough, now you have to sit in hell for a while. Jonah was in the belly of the fish. His disobedience brought him to a place where there was a constant stench of death. Everything in there was dead and unproductive. He was in a place where he could not do anything. He was stuck. He was stagnant, all because he went the opposite way. Ironically, God used rock bottom to save Jonah from himself. I love how God will use trouble to save us from us. He uses storms to get our attention. He uses hardships to cause us to become dependent on him again. Here's number three. Despite your feelings about it, God will not change his mind about what he told you. Check this out. And I mean no disrespect by this, but God is not bipolar. He's not. I don't know why it is that people say that God told them to do something and then turn around a week later and say something that contradicts what they say God said. Actually, I do know why they do that. It's because they think that by saying God said, it gives the action they're about to perform credibility. In their mind, saying God said to do this, God said to do that, releases them from whatever assignment they had prior to God saying what they said he said. But God ain't like that, y'all. He does not say one thing and then change his mind about what he said. God is not like man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. To repent means to change directions, to change your mind. When God says something, that's what he means. He's not going to come back next week with a different directive that contradicts the last one. While Jonah was sitting in the belly of the fish, he had to come to the conclusion that God wasn't going to change his mind about what he told Jonah. You'll find out in chapter 2, I believe, that Jonah remembers what God said. The original directions came back to Jonah. Hear me well. Things will never turn around for you until you remember what God said to you. Verse 9, not only did Jonah remember, but he vows to get it right. Even when you mess up, make sure that you're determined to get it right. Don't remember the instruction of the Lord and keep going the wrong way. Get it together. Verse 10, he remembered the instruction in verse 7, repented in verse 9. He was sorry in verse 7, but he repented in verse 9. We're often sorry, but we barely repent. Being sorry is cool, but it doesn't matter until you repent, until you change the action and change the course upon which you were walking. It was only when Jonah repented that God released him from the belly of the fish. Until you get back on track, you will stay in a place you hate. Woo! Until you get things in order, you will stay in a storm that was never meant for you. God ain't going to change his mind. You have to change yours and do what he told you to do. Finally, number 4, push past how you feel about it and just do it because God said so. Push past how you feel about it and just do it because God said so. Okay, we have to learn how to take the emotion out of emotional decisions. I know that may not have made sense, but sometimes you will have to do what you don't like to do. Jesus' entire ministry was based on us having to do what we may not like doing. See if this makes you mad a little bit. Love your enemies. Pray for those who use you out of spite. Bless those who curse you. Forgive those who've done you dirty. Somebody slap your cheek, give them the other one too. Give to those who want to borrow from you. Jesus even starts most of these lessons this way. I know you've been told to do this when somebody does that to you, but I'm telling you to respond in a different manner. There will be times when you have to push past how you feel about it. Your opinion doesn't matter when it comes to God's instructions. You have to do it because he said so. Lord, why? Because I said so. Every parent on this phone knows what I'm talking about. Mama, why I have to go to bed so early? Because I said so. Why do I have to do the dishes? Because I said so. And that's what God wants us. Love them because I said so. Forgive them because I said so. Let go of it because I said so. Do it because I said to do it. The wonderful thing about God is when we do what he says, then things start to work out for us. Doors that remain closed begin to open. Opportunity after opportunity begin to come our way. The favor of God begins to be showered down in our lives. I've gotten to the place where even when I don't want to, I just do it because the rewards far outweigh the penalties. I'm even talking about praising the Lord, y'all. There will be moments when you just don't feel like it. You've been stressed out all week long, dealing with problems, facing hardships, sick in your body, depressed, mind stressed out. But that's exactly when you need to praise the most. When you don't feel like worshiping is the moment when you need to worship the most. There is a release that comes to those who will press past their feelings. Lord, I don't want to do this right now, but I'm going to give you glory anyway. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to love on you anyway. My heart is hurting, but I'm going to lift my hands anyway. Oh, God, I just don't feel well in my body, but I'm going to do my dance and shout all over this place. Pretty soon, you'll discover that your feelings will change. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul starts to push past how I feel. It pushes past what I'm going through. It pushes past how what I'm dealing with and facing, and it cries out, hallelujah, and it's tired in my soul, but I'll push past it. Hurting within, but I'll push past it. Can anybody push past how they feel and give God what he deserves in their lives? Listen, when a moment you don't feel like doing it is the moment you need to start doing it, because it's the enemy's way of trying to cause resistance in your life to keep you from the destiny that God has purposed you. But the devil is a liar. He cannot stop what God has ordained. He will not put me in a place of disobedience. I'm going to push past just like Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa. They don't always want to get up first thing in the morning and have to do this call. But Lord, thank you for their ministry. Thank you that they're doing what you called them to do. Thank you that they did not cancel an assignment that you gave to them. We love you for it. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you. I pray that this word touched your life. We give you glory for it in Jesus' name.
My God, my God, my God. Push past how you feel and do it because God told you to do it. Push past it. What a mighty word. What a mighty word. What a mighty word. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you this morning with thanksgiving, honor, and praise. Father, we just want to thank you individually and collectively for this mighty, mighty word that you have blessed us with, oh God. We just want to thank you, Lord, that not only this call has been uninterrupted for the last 4 years, but for the yes that your two victorious women have given to you, Lord. We want to ask that you bless the speaker, Lord. Touch him, oh God, and all those around him, his family, his ministry, his children, everything, God. Just bless him and restore into him as he decreased while you increased, oh God. We just want to thank you for each and every member on this line right now under the sound of my voice. We know, God, that you are bringing us to it to bring us through it. So we cancel out any trick or plot from the enemy. We send it to a dry place because we know right now finances are restored, health is restored, relationships are restored. Any and everything that the enemy meant for bad has now turned into good in the matchless name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you in the middle of it, Lord. We want to say thank you before it happens, oh God. We want to say thank you because you delivered us from it. And it is in Jesus' name that all of us on this telecommunications sanctuary say amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, I encourage you to share the replay number so a friend, a family member, a neighbor, a coworker, or just somebody off the street or someone on social media can be blessed by God's word this morning. That replay number is 712-432-1085. And the access code is the same, 957-677-pound. I also encourage you to go to our website to read more about our speaker as well as to listen to archived messages. That website, again, is www.themasterscall.net. And if you want to email us because God is telling you that it's time to bring a message or to be a prayer intercessor, to host, or just to say what God is doing in your life, we encourage you to email us at info@themasterscall.net. Continue to celebrate with us this week. We are having more celebration of the Master's Call for uninterrupted God-ordained years. We invite you, we invite you, we invite you. Minister Will, I just want to thank you for greeting and seating God's children with such Jesus joy. And Pastor Chuck Brown, we just want to bless you for what God is doing through you and to you. And again, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pastor PK, we love you and we thank you for your yes. Go to our website and read the prayer directives for the Artist International Empowerment Conference. And I bless you all and give you all Jesus joy. Go out there, be that great minister in the marketplace, treating your brother and sister the way you would like to be treated. Pastor Brown, can you please come back on the line for our closing benediction?
Yes, Father, we're grateful for all that we've experienced on today, and we know, God, that this is just the beginning, that you have so much more in store for each and every one of us. Again, we lift up this call. We lift up the founders. We lift up the faithful stewards of this call, oh God, those who serve alongside them as intercessors, as those who work the switchboard and all of the other operational aspects of this ministry, oh God. They don't get a lot of the credit, but we bless the Lord. We bless you for them, oh God, and their ministry and their willingness to obey you. Allow us to have a great and wonderful day filled with favor and opportunities. Lord, I thank you that this will be an exciting, exciting day for us, and we will do exactly what you told us to do just because you told us to do it. We love you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We bless the Lord for each person on this line, every person, every heart that is open to receiving the word on a daily basis. Lord, bless their lives like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Bye-bye.